Hi, this is Eric Stromquist. Welcome to episode 210. That's 210 episodes of Control Talk, now your smart buildings video cast and podcast. This is the week ending January 1st, 2017, but we're cutting this show on Monday because we were all watching football yesterday. But welcome to the new year, and welcome your co-host and mine, the best in the biz, the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend. You know him as Kenny Smyers, the Pittsburgh man, the controls guy from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Kenny, welcome to the show. Big dog.
Thank you very much, Eric. Yeah, 2017. It sounds strange. It's going to be, I'll miswrite that probably for the first couple weeks till I get to 1-7. It's great push into the New Year's. Everybody I know is healthy, wealthy, and wise. Got good news from all our two kids. We were able to have them come into Pittsburgh, and we had a great time. Had a bunch of dinners, and time to get to work. We need to transition into this thing over my shoulder here called the Control Trends Awards, and we've got an incredible show because we're going to wrap up 2016 as best we can. Of course, we can't do it all, but we put a lot of miles on the Control Trends vehicle and been around the world with it, and we got big stuff in 2017.
So we do, big dog. So what do the Control Trends Awards and the Super Bowl have in common?
You're going to be there.
Well, no. Well, no, I think we celebrate them the year after. So, for example, the Super Bowl, the 2016 Super Bowl championship, the Super Bowl game will actually be played in 2017. Same thing with the Control Trends Awards. The voting ballots are out, so let's just start with that. They're right there on the right-hand side of the Control Trends homepage. So take that link, forward it out to your network, start voting. Kenny and I can see who's getting active and who's not. It's kind of like you've been naughty or nice, Santa Claus knows. So rock and roll with that. But we got that going on, Kenny. We're going to wrap up 2017. But before we do, you and I are going to throw a gauntlet down. All right. You might know this guy. If you don't, you should. But if you do, reach out to him, because Kenny and I are laying an official challenge down to John Donahue from Controls Consultants, big New England Patriot fan, Ben Affleck lookalike. Hey, John, either Kenny's Steelers or my Falcons are coming after the Patriots this year. So there you go. I said it.
I'll tell you, it's going to be they're a tough team to beat. I think when you talk of quarterbacks, Tom Brady and your guy, from the Atlanta Falcons, are two of the most prolific passers I've ever seen. We're proud of Ben Roethlisberger, but I don't think he's not having the year that those two guys are. Brady is amazing. Even didn't have to play, and he still goes out and throws three touchdowns, 276 yards, and makes all his fantasy football people happy, and keeps bookies happy because England's pumping out those W's. But Matt Ryan is the one that I'm very happy for, because I was reading he might get the MVP of the NFC or whatever is not your division, but
the NFL,
Well, not for the NFL, for the your conference.
Well, yeah, he should definitely get that. But Matt Ryan's an interesting guy, Kenny, and I think he sort of relates a little bit to. There's a parallel to what we've seen going on in the building automation controls industry. Everything changes. Matt Ryan, a very prolific quarterback before the new coach comes in, brings Kyle Shanahan in. Kyle Shanahan runs a completely different, the offensive coordinator, he runs a completely different offense. It's really not suited for Matt Ryan's method of play, right? Because he's really good at doing certain things. He's not good at running. He's not good at doing these other things. Kyle Shanahan has a bootlegging. Matt Ryan is a guy who goes up to the line, reads the thing, makes a call at the line. Kyle Shanahan says, we'll have none of that. Has a terrible year last year. Okay. What does he do in the offseason? He goes out, he finds the best trainers he can to teach him how to run better, how to play in Kyle Shanahan's offense. And this year he's having the best year of his career. So I think the parallel is when things change, no matter how much you want it to be different than it is what it is. And if you've been listening to Control Trends for a while, we've been sort of tracking these changes. And so that's, I think, all I'll say about that right now, Kenny. But we got a lot to get to because I think we want to hit on some of the highlights of 2016. And with that, big dog, as they say, tee it up. Tell us what we have up first.
Oh, you're right, Eric. We have so much really to go into that I'm trying to think of how we can best do it, because we've got a bunch of highlight reels. Again, we've got the most impactful video of the year series. We've got five or six of those. We've got some finalists in the solution products of the year. We've got just some summaries of what's going on with the 2016 Control Trends Awards. you know, one of my favorites is that Roger Rivenack experience. We've got some really important things to talk about with the what's coming in 2017. We've got Ken St. Clair's Automated Buildings released for January 1st, 2017.
It's a must read. You got to check that out.
So I just like you said, we probably should just get started. We'll do a quick synopsis of each one in the order that came in, beginning with Allerton. With the 2016 Control Trends Most Impactful Video of the Year, Welcome to Allerton. It's an introduction to the Allerton and Allerton building, and it's a great little video. I think you had a great idea, a great concept, where we're going to, you know, we do a lot of video where, you know, a lot of our learning comes through watching and observing. And then what is a better way for a marketing guru to put together a good 1 minute to 3 minute video about what they want to get the message to their potential customer base. And Allerton does a great job here. They use a human body. They talk about how a building's like a human body, and it's a great video.
Kenny, listen, I tell you what now, because one of the things about you, you know, I mean, are you the type of guy that when you're watching a murder mystery, you're going to have to skip ahead and tell us who did it? I think the video speaks for itself. So so I'm going to cut you short before you give away the good stuff, but suffice it to say, it is an awesome video. This idea came from Gina Elliott at Snyder Electric that to really honor the marketing people in our industry, we need to have a category that resonated with them. And we're in the age of video, like Kenny said, so we have the best video of the year. We've got our finalist. Kenny's been posting those on Control Trends. You can also see them on the ballot. There are links there, so you can go look at the videos. But talk about some creative stuff, huh? Some great stuff. The Allerton video is just one of, I think we had 7 in the finals, Kenny. So
there's actually 13 videos.
Oh, they made the finals. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
we let everybody. Well, here, let me just go look real quick. But the thing, what about? It's just they were too good to, you know, basically, we let the Control Trends community vote them in, and they were within so many percentages. So what we did was we really and truly thought this was an important aspect, an important category. We wanted to see if people really caught on to it, and they have been. And then, like you were saying about social media, we got the 2017 social media, what's going to happen, the predictions for 2016, but the video and the whole idea of virtual reality, all this new artificial intelligence is going to start to displace more and more of our traditional marketing, displace more and more of the billboards and signage. It's all going to be digital and it's all going to be interactive. So these guys that are, you know, taking their marketing departments to the next level are going to receive handsome dividends, because that's what the markets want. You know, so you got to keep evolving. But the next up, we had JCI. The 2016 Energy Saving Solution Product of the Year finalist, JCI. Another great post. It's all, like you said, we won't go more than just a couple synopsis sentences to give people interested. Please go to each post, has a URL, has a copy of the, you know, can begin the video right there. But basically, Johnson talks about their new generation 2 variable speed drives. And it's a great video because you never can hear it too much on how you can leverage these new energy savings concepts and how the return on investment, they give you all the charts so you can actually measure where you're going to be. If you have this, you know, 25 horsepower, 30 horsepower, and you put this VFD on and you use these, you know, you use the features of the VFD, it's going to save you a pile of money and pay itself off in probably 1.6 to 2 years. So neat stuff.
Very cool stuff from our friends at JCI. What do we have up next, Mr. Kenny Smyers?
Again, 2016, Control Trends Most Impactful Video of the Year. We have DG Logic's Project Assist 2.0 for Facilities. It's another great one. Again, the DG Logic's puts a lot of stuff on their website that all you have to do is register, and then you can go into all their training videos. And basically, you can self-teach yourself how to use DG Logic. And this Project Assist, of course, is a little bit higher. That's for more of the more serious people that want to have an incredibly visually data-rich presentation. So they give you dashboards, and again, we'll kind of cut it off there and recommend you go to the Control Trends website.
I want to hop in real quick. First of all, say hi to Eugene Mazo and the team at DG Logic. As you know, we reported in 2016, they were actually acquired by Acuity Brands along with Distech. Eugene and the men in black, we call them because they're always sharp dressed and usually wearing black. Couldn't happen to nicer guys. But Project Assist, Kenny, you know, another thing we've sort of talked about is, you know, we sort of squeezed out, you know, pretty much all the costs we can out of the product. You're not going to get that. So to be more competitive, you need to do things like use tools like this Project Assist to do your front end package, and things like Ted Houck at the panel shops, you know, pre-wired panels. people are looking for ways to save money on the installation, the startup, and the programming. And I think Project Assist, this video does a great job of showing exactly how you can do that. So again, special shout out to Eugene Mazzo. He's always been one of our sponsors from day one of the Control Trends Award. So we appreciate Eugene and the rest of his team. And we hope that Acuity paid you billions of dollars.
it's good. Again, they just they do a great job there, and they keep getting better. It is the it's won numerous Control Trends Awards, so we know it's very well received out there in the market on a global basis. All right, next up we have the 2016 Best Technical Support Company Small Manufacturer Finalist, Contemporary Controls. And if you want to talk about, you know, technically supporting your customer, if you look at their December 2016 release, they have made an offer where the tools that you might need to do, if they get a little complicated, well, just send the information to their guy and Joe will do it. So it says, for field systems integrators who want the capability to make their own profiles, modify profiles in the field, Contemporary Controls has published an application note that defines the data format we use when developing device profiles, or even better yet, let our Joe do the work. So they have an invitation there to use their customer support, their technical support, to the actual level that if you give them the information you need, they'll help you integrate a Modbus device into a BACnet internet work and just all kinds of neat stuff. So well done, Contemporary Controls.
Well, and again, George, our friend George Thomas, Hall of Fame, Control Trends Hall of Fame member, George Thomas, you know, started that company. And you talk about somebody, Kenny, we talk about, you know, in the internet, the connected economy, there are a couple of traits that really work in the networked economy. You know, one of them is our friend Jeff Hopp from AI said, we're in the integrity economy, which means you trade on your word and your reputation probably more than anything else. But the other is that givers get. And I think that George Thomas and his team, I mean, their BACnet series, for example, is up for most impactful video of the year. But George and those guys just keep giving and giving. And Kirk Clawson, you know, our contact for the marketing, does a great job. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to connect something, these are guys you definitely want to check out. Kenny, would you agree or disagree?
Well, I just use their stuff all the time. And again, they're a silent partner because even though they don't know you're actually engaging with them and their website and some of the information they make available, I probably send a person to their website once a week.
Yeah, us too.
And then, you know, we buy some of those routers from you all, you know, keep them in stock because you just never know when you need them. But yeah, I think that there's another thing too coming out that they've got one of the video most impactful videos coming out next week. And we're going to see that again is a very big favorite of our Control Trends community because they got an 8 video series on BACnet that takes you from start to finish with the important elements of BACnet to understand it and to go know about the layers and know what you're going up against and then just becoming better at systems integration. I think Contemporary Controls has just really and truly led that that sharing of information, sharing of technology. George Thomas gave away a book at the 2014 Control Trends in Chicago that I was real happy to get an autographed version of that because, again, it's a staple of important knowledge information that he shared with the community at no cost. You could download that book too, by the way, from their website. But yep, they're going to definitely get their share of attention and votes for a finalist in the Small Manufacturer of the Year.
Awesome, Kenny Smyers. What do we have up next, big dog?
We're going to be rocking and rolling. We're going to go into our highlight reel. This was a great idea. We know that we can get boring. We know that if you keep going and get monotonous and go down the same repetitive path, people just they change channels on you. But I don't know of anybody out there that had put so much time and energy into tracking events. Of course, so we're going to begin this highlight reel of 2016. We were very, very happy, ecstatic, the success we had with the 2016 Control Trends in Orlando, Florida. And again, as you said, it was the 2015, celebrated in January 2016. But that red carpet highlight reel is a one of a kind that captures some of the year's incredible superstars, heroes, just a various collection of our industry, all together. Some of the things that we were able to get on video were, the networking that was done after the show was incredible. But it's just the who's who. Again, we had some we had the Hollywood style with the models. We had Superman, Batman. Tried to make it as entertaining as possible. And of course, we're going to do that very same thing this year at Las Vegas.
It's going to be like magic or something, right? So you just never know. But yeah, so that was a great video there on the red carpet. And again, you know, the Control Trends Awards, part of it, Kenny, is it's our day to have our Hollywood moment, our Grammys, our Academy Awards, whatever you want to call them. So Kenny and I really endeavor to, make it special. Because face it, we all work our asses off. Would anybody disagree that we're underpaid and underappreciated in our industry? I don't think so. So this is our one day that you get shown appreciation. So reach out to our sponsors, reach out to your company and tell them you want to walk the red carpet with all the other superstars in the controls industry.
All righty. Well, that's the beginning point. When you step into the Control Trends Awards, you're going to know you're somewhere special. You're going to know that you're there to celebrate your industry, not being merged with somebody else. You're there to be take part in an event that specifically celebrates HVAC and building automation industry. So that takes us to our next post, and we've got the Control Talk Now Rewind with Fearless Phil Zito. And you talk about a guy that just really, truly leaves it all on the table, gives his heart and soul to the industry. I think Phil has a growing community where he's got the people from all over the world that kind of crowdsourced his book, kind of gave him some ideas. But he's a daily poster. He puts out a lot of great resources on controls. He puts a lot of information out on DDC. He's into the fundamentals. And he also came out with a best of 2016 that deserves attention and merit. But he basically has summarized what he considered to be his top 10 articles that begin with like BAS expertise to his best podcasts. So he had numerous ones, but he picks out his best 10 and
Did we make his top 10 list? Tom, did we make his top 10 list?
No, but you're
right,
his favorite.
I don't want to talk to him anymore.
You're his favorite person. Oh. He's his favorite person in the industry. Eric Stromquist, number one.
Okay, well, then we should talk some more about Phil, man. Did we mention the fact that he's got a book out that is for sale? And I think you can get a discount if you mention Control Trends. I think we have a link, don't we, Kenny, to his book site. But yeah, Phil is one of the hardest working guys in our industry, and I think he really gets the fact that, that at the end of the day, we're trading on reputation, but we're also trading on what we know, right? Knowledge. So Phil is a great guy to be able to go get that knowledge from.
He sure is. So if you Google now, some of the subjects that come up, it either happens on Control Trends or Phil Zito starting to get his share. So the time and the engagement that he's using in social media and the efforts that he's putting through on the internet are starting, I think, to make he's making inroads, because I think he's turning the bend. His career orientations is he wants to be a teacher. He wants to be a mentor, and he loves what he does. So it's perfect fit for him. But I think what Phil's future goals are, I'm sure he's going to keep moving into that in 2017, is to establish himself as a, an industry expert, a guru that provides training. And if you want to get trained in our industry in specific things, Phil will have an agenda for you. He'll have a curriculum.
For all our young guns and younger people that are coming into the industry, it used to be, Kenny, back in the day, we would hoard knowledge. That was the deal. You'd sort of trade it off what you knew, and you wouldn't tell anybody how to do anything. I think Control Trends sort of shifted that, because again, one of the emphasis on the new rules for the networked economy is that you can't hide anything, so you might as well give it away, because there are no secrets anymore. But Phil, I think, really gets that, and I think for our people that want to get educated, this is a great place to go get educated. Bam, BAM, Building Automation Monthly.com.
Right, and I'll tell you. Well, I think it all began too when we had some of the big companies that used to take all their information and put their iron fence around it, and their people left. You know, they had ebb and flow of people. They went into other aspects of the industry. They went into the distribution business. They went to contract, and unfortunately or fortunately, they took a lot of those trade knowledges and secrets that weren't secrets anymore into the public domain. So the public kept getting smarter and smarter every year, every generation, and now it's the internet really broke everything open. There's if we we'll talk about it later on, but there's more sites that if you want to educate yourself, you can go in Schneider Electric and register yourself and go and basically get a serious engineering background with the certificates. I don't know it's not a degree from a university, but they give you accreditation through the Schneider Electric. So you can get educated, and we need to keep making these resources available. Ken St. Clair does a great job too. Is if you have an inclination that you think you like, we talk about what we do and you think you can support it either in the sales field or engineering, technical support, customer support. We want to make sure you have those tools available, because it's been a very slow turning wheel to get the tech schools at the high school level, and the trades are doing their best they can, but they just can't handle the volume of people we need. We're not getting people into our industry quick enough to replace the people that are leaving. And we know from the Johnson Controls, very serious white paper that, by the year 2020, we're going to lose 60% of the folks our age in this industry. So we have to keep on beating the drums and let everybody know that there are ways to get self-educated, and you can take the traditional routes because they're becoming more and more, registered. So we have high schools in Maryland just announced they were accredited in the high school level. You can take your sophomore, junior, and senior year at their trade and come out with year one of the tech school training. So by the time you leave high school, you're
that? How cool is that?
Congratulations to Baltimore, Maryland. We're going to post that. It came out in another trade magazine. I was reading it over the weekend. But I'm glad that we're starting to get some traction. So,
all right, man. What do we have next, big dog?
Well, again, we're going over the highlights, okay? So we can't get enough of the captures that we had at the 2015 Control Trends in Orlando. Of course, we're trying to generate that excitement, make sure all the VIPs, make sure all the executives, the CEOs, CFOs, CTOs, all are aware of that. You want to be here because this is the real stuff. And we got to see everything. Sameer Pradhan came from India and addressed the Control Trends community on stage. He talked about the viability of their economy, how they're an emerging economy still, and is a place to make serious investments. All the way down to Roger Rebenack doing his thing and pumping up the jams with the PID award and the importance of the just recognizing the folks that really and truly day in day out lift all the heavy weights, make everything work, and then basically live, kind of a thankless career. We want to make sure that they get recognized and rewarded. Just by recognition through our industry. So this is one of my favorite videos. I cry when I see it sometimes. No, I'm kidding. It's a great video.
Well, we'll talk about it, Kenny. And I tell you what, the other thing too is we've got the official Control Trends hat that Kenny had made up and I'm wearing today. And if you can't read it, it says underpaid, underpaid and underappreciated. So,
really? No, it doesn't. It says Control Trends, and that's our logo. We're very happy that we can. We're going to go cover the HR show right after our show in Las Vegas, and we had to take care of some business administration stuff and register as a media.
We'll be the guys walking around with the white hats and the camera, right?
Yeah, probably.
There you go.
But it's going to be a great show. And again, we're going to go into the training mode. We'll be down there in the trenches with Ken St. Clair at his collaboratoriums. We'll be there. Some who's who people in looking at the future of 2017. Of course, begins at the HR show, because that's when all the major world manufacturers and vendors are there. And then the training that you can get if you go there. Please dedicate 2, 3, 4 hours to go to the top courses that interest you, because a lot of them are free. You don't imagine that. I think everybody always complains about the cost of everything, cost of education, cost of training. But when you give it away and people don't come, then it makes you wonder. So here's some of the highlight drills. These are our young guns over here. If you can see it on the left side,
yeah, there
on the video screen.
Yeah.
It's Ken St. Clair and Brad White, recognizing that, you know, some of the just the great up and coming superstars of our industry. This was the ambience. This is the Hard Rock Cafe.
Those are some of the beverages that get served at the control transfer war tent. Did we mention that there's an open bar, all you can drink?
Well, we don't want to highlight that,
we are underappreciated and underpaid, so you can come get your drink on here.
We have a fantastic banquet dinner. So, I mean, if you sit down or you come in, you can get some razzle dazzle at the door with the Hollywood red carpet, but you're also going to be immersed in a magical environment, literally, and then you're going to kind of sit down to a banquet served dinner, and like you said, the libations are plentiful. And And we're going to end the show giving everybody an opportunity to really experience the ambience. There's some neat stuff. Hard Rock Cafes, of course, you know, they're like a museum of music, and they've got some Beatles stuff there. If you're a Beatle fan, they've got the Cavern Room and some other rooms, but the pictures are incredible. You know, when they show these guys when they were, 17 years old, 18 years old, and how they took the world by storm. But then you can network. So we're going to have people gathered around here. It's a great time, like you say, to put sabers down, leave the shields at the door, and just have fun.
Hey, so, Kenny, real quick, on the text line, I just got a text. There's a question for you. Mm-hmm. Ringo out of Birmingham, England, wants to know if you're ever going to admit to being the sixth Beatle.
Yeah, I am not the sixth Beatle. But Pete Best was. He was the fifth Beatle, and I got a chance to meet him. He was in a concert up at Erie. It was the most incredible thing. One of my friends is an incredible aficionado, or whatever you call that, like you are with photography. He knows music inside and out, and he found out that the Pete Best Band was coming through Canada and making a stop at Erie. We went up and saw him, and boy, you want to talk about getting the inside scoop on the Beatles in Hamburg when they went out there. That was worth its weight in gold.
All right. Well, tell our control trends community something that Pete Best told you in confidence never to repeat again that you now will repeat about the Beatles, something we didn't know. Who was the wildest Beatle, for example?
Pete Best played with his son there. So the wildest thing that happened, the scandal that got him knocked out of the Beatles, was that the equipment manager got his mom pregnant.
Pete Best's mom?
Yeah, Pete Best's mom had a baby there on the side that now Pete Best plays with his brother that was fathered by the equipment manager that drove the Beatles around. And because it became Brian Epstein says, we can't have this. This is a showstopper. Pete, you got to go. So yeah.
So you should have joined the Rolling Stones because that would have been right up their deal. But it was an interesting thing real quick, and we'll just stop because I think we talk about marketing being so critical. So the Beatles had their deal going on. The Rolling Stones had a guy, Andrew Oglum, that came in. He said, all right, the Beatles are kind of really good. We're going to take the opposite and be really, really bad. Not that you can have a really good control system and a really bad control system, but a great marketing strategy is quite often to go counter to whatever is super, super popular.
Counterintuitive, yeah. Yeah. What do you call that? The psychology. You reverse the expected responses with look at the commercials that were on recently, like this last week with the insurance commercial, the out of the box stuff that Geico and the other guys come up with. I mean, it's just, and then the one that's driving me crazy that I wanted your opinion. This Lincoln Mercury, or Lincoln Continental.
With Matthew McConaughey.
What is his trip, man? I mean, it's just, they're so far out in left field. I mean, that's got to be. I mean, it's such a me generation move generation thing. It's got to be.
But it's a kind of cool commercial because there's probably ought to be a law against a man making love to his car and TV. I don't know, because it's
he's a heck of an actor.
But the Geico commercials are priceless with the sumo wrestler on ice skates.
Yeah,
those are great.
So that's why and I'm telling you, I just got done reading this thing on social media. I'm so tempted to just tell you some of the six most incredible trends that they see coming in social media.
Why don't you do that? Let's break the sequence. But before you do that, real quick, we got to talk about best books of 2016. We quoted Bold a lot, the book BOLD, still a must read. But the best book for 2017, Kenny, and I'm going to give this away to our control trends community. Outside of Phil Zito's Building Automation book is a book called Never Split the Difference. And it's a book on negotiating by an FBI and CIA hostage negotiator. And this guy would basically get called in when they had, you know, 15 kids. We're going to shoot one every hour until you give us $100 million or some craziness like that. So he could never, there was, he never had anything to offer. He always had to get 100%. And he has like a 98% close ratio. So when you read this book, it's called Never Split the Difference. I forget the guy's name. You read this book, you realize that sales really has very little to do or negotiation with the product and whatnot. I mean, you will be surprised at the techniques that these guys use. And more importantly, their techniques you can use too. So never split the difference.
Oh, yeah. And you know, that's awesome that you're saying this, because we're going to cover the KMC meeting there. But the basketball player that you had there come in, you know, what he said was so critical too. What was his name?
Walter Bond.
Walter Bond. But he said, you know what, the factor of likability, you know, is so important. He said it's almost like Descartes is the, you know, believing in certain things, you know, it's a flip of the coin. But, you know, if you go one way, you can't lose, because if there is a God, you know, you won because you abided by it. And then two, if there isn't a God, it doesn't matter. So, but he says likability. He said it does two main things that can be very important to you. It attracts people. And two, it gives you mercy and leniency when things go wrong and you screw up. So if somebody likes you, they give you a second chance.
Well, the quintessential example he gives of that is Charles Barkley, his friend Charles Barkley. He says Charles Barkley gets away with so much stuff, but he's likable, right? Shaquille O'Neal probably is the same sort of way. Well, listen, God, isn't it great that we deviated? So this is a first. We've deviated. Yeah. You're going to do the sixth social media trend.
Yeah, well, I just because, you know, I don't think, again, we're talking about videos, we're talking about marketing, and I think it's important for us to review these facts and these new stuff. And like Ken St. Clair, we need to retread and rebrand. You know, we need to keep up with the times, or we will get left back as an orphaned island of you know, this is the way I want it. This is my sweet spot. This is my cheese. Don't move it. But he said that this gentleman here is an expert on social media, six bold predictions for digital marketing in 2017. And he just, you know, goes about credentials, training, and college courses. He's saying that all the great gurus in social media now are being recruited by colleges to add to their faculty, because social media is so important and so hard to understand and be good at, that now they're actually, you know, going to be putting them into, he said, most of my industry colleagues are being recruited to teach at universities around the United States. The course is being taught by HubSpot, Content Marketing Institute, LinkedIn's Lydia Corporation, and others are now becoming institutions of higher learning. They're joining these because this is the world we live in. So native advertising, the technology companies are looking for people to come into their organizations. Like you said, the greatest marketer might be an artist now, because, you know, he's familiar or she's familiar with aesthetics and where people's mind spots are. Big brands will invest a lot of money in virtual reality. Of course, that's going to happen. Native advertising technology companies will look to integrate in-feed videos. Everything's going to have a video in it. Everything's going to have something, a digital presentation. And then lastly, artificial intelligence, the machine learning and natural language processing will become household names for marketers. So what's your interpretation of those bold predictions for 2017?
Well, I think you're right on, Kenny. And I think we're seeing, I think, oddly enough, I think our industry has the opportunity to sort of be right at the center of that. And I remember, you know, one of the highlights for 2016 for us was getting to sort of get to know the folks at Distech, Dan Flaherty, and then going out to Acuity Brands and seeing what they're doing, right? And so if you look at what they're doing, they've already got the technology. So if you're in a convenience store and you're standing in front of the Cheetos, they know how many people are standing in front of the Cheetos, how long. They can take that data and they can make all kinds of plans off of that. They can also send you a coupon if you're standing right there. So that technology exists, and it seems like that's going to come through the building automation control system, which is really cool. So there's an opportunity for us there as an industry. The inline video is fascinating. I think you and I've seen that coming for a while, because if for no other reason, out of the necessity to create more people to do the service work. And we talked about a trend we saw earlier with the smart glasses, which, by the way, I have a lead on those. If one of the major manufacturers, if anybody out there is interested in smart glasses. And what smart glasses basically do, Kenny, you hook them up, you know, the glasses you wear has a video camera in it, so you can see out. It also has a video camera input that will sort of overlay over the glasses. So if you're out in the field troubleshooting and Kenny's behind the desk, you can have those glasses on. He can see exactly what you're seeing, and then he might be able to either tell you what to do, or he can drop you a video right there in the glasses. So I think we're going to see that trend continue. The final thing that I think we're going to see is huge. And I got this from my friend Anthony Bronzo. And for those of you who know me, I'm kind of a voracious reader, but I get my books. I got my first mentor was a guy named Bud, the first guy I ever worked for. He's in his 80s now. Anthony Bronzo might be 30. But between those two guys, I call them, and whatever they're reading, I go get the books and read. Anthony says virtual reality, in his opinion, is going to be the next huge thing. He says, instead of the internet, he thinks people are going to be going around with the virtual reality goggles on, and you're going to be able to create, and that's how you're going to send all the data. So the smart glasses might get bypassed completely by the virtual reality stuff. So I think we're in for some exciting times, I think.
Oh, for sure. I just don't know. Again, hopefully we'll have time to cover Ken St. Clair, because Ken St. Clair, you know, he's so into this that he redid his mission statement, you know, to be the catalyst and harbinger of the IoT future of building automations. But what's happening, Eric, is like you're saying, you have a choice. You have a choice to get into this or get on it, or you get a choice to miss the train and ignore it. But I don't think, you know, I remember some of the real crazy things real quick was like the ATM machine. I remember having an uncle and said it'd be a cold day in hell before he used an ATM machine.
Hey, yep. Famous last words, right?
And then I had another friend whose father said he'll never pump his own gasoline, you know? So both of them, I used to follow my uncle when he'd go, we worked together in town, and he would go to the ATM machine, and I would just laugh to myself because, you know, I wanted to remind him. So I think, you know, inherently we don't want to, you know, we're all kind of creatures of comfort and habit, but, you know, and not to keep bound, you know, making it sound like it's doomsday. It's not doomsday. It's actually cool as hell when you watch this artificial, this virtual reality. You know, I think the very first episode I had was when Tritium gave us these glasses, the Cobra Wave Viewer, VR Viewer.
Yep.
That was a little tiny, you know, insight to that. And that was about a year ago or whatever at the summit. But, you know, it if you take it as a young-minded person, regardless of your age, it can actually be the next greatest thing that you do and get yourself engaged.
Well, I tell you what, who do you think is the youngest old person we know?
I'd have to have a couple choices. I'd say you would be one of them. I'd say Ken St. Clair is one of them.
Ken St. Clair was where I was going. I think we should take a minute and talk about Ken. I think we should acknowledge him, because one of the great highlights of 2016 for us is we got to really know Ken even better. He's been a big supporter of Control Trends, which we very much appreciate. He comes on the show. As a matter of fact, we'll have him on next week, hopefully, to talk about his January issue. But you know, to your point, Kenny, here Ken St. Clair is with one of the most successful publications in our industry. And what is he doing? He creates a new mission statement. He's reinventing himself. And I tell you what, one of the things that the great people do is they lead by example. And because you can talk about stuff all day long, but till you actually go out and do it like Ken St. Clair does, it's just conversation. So let's give him his due right now at 36 minutes into the show. What do you say?
All righty. Well, you know, again, and we'll have a post on this January issue. In fact, I have it done. I just was waiting for the sequence to post it. But what Ken said, you know, in his website on his the assets are our people, not technology issue. Okay, he uses terms that I love hearing, because he talks about retreading, you know, tires being worn down, you know, and styles being given up. And he talks about himself being, you know, going back to the days of pneumatics, and how he was really and truly at the height of his career at the DDC time. So he talks about, you know, guys still listen, you know, the terminology he uses about being, you know, the huff and puff pneumatic guys. So we're talking Ken being in the DDC revolution in the 1980s. And he said how it didn't kill anyone, like everybody hated to hear that you were going from pneumatics to DDC. I mean, it was just such an incredible, you know, head in the mud style of reaction. But then people, you know, understood over time and got a little bit, and dabbled into it, you know, and then DDC became so second nature. Then all of a sudden you have software control languages, microprocessors, you know, open protocols now. And now with the threat, you know, we're everybody that has a solution but doesn't manufacture controls now is going to find a way to get into that game. So they're going to help you find the least expensive base unit controllers, put them in there, and then be able to really work it from there with the protocols, the language, normalizing, you know, so you could take you can take Modbus components that cost $50 and you can have them on your screen using a virtual, using a translator to appear as BACnet points, you know, and as BACnet, because if you prefer BACnet. So, I mean, so rather than being, you know, driven by the old school stuff, he's saying that we are at another crest of change. And he's now retooled his website, his mission statement, to accommodate that, because he still believes that there's everybody's got, you know, if you have skin in the game, it's a great opportunity. It's not a liability. It's not a, you know, overwhelming, you know, end of story, a dead run. It's a changing point. So, and then of course, to get there, you got to have people. So this whole, you know, editorial is summarized by saying our assets are people, not technology. So I think that's just really great stuff.
Oh, I would agree. And listen, Ken Sinclair, man, happy new year to you. Again, we very much appreciate you, and our industry should reach out. Definitely check out the January issue of automatedbuildings.com. And like I said, we'll try and get Ken on next week, hear from himself. So, all right, Kenny, where are we at now, big dog?
All right. Well, we've made a lot of progress here. So we're going to go to Wayne Tai, and we're going to go to that visit down there in New Orleans, the 2016 Control Trends Highlight opening day at the Niagara Summit. Again, you know, we talked about some of the mileage we put on and the places we've been to and how we, you know, we felt compelled and we were you know, incentivized to be there and just got to see another great you know, melding point, you know, meeting point where you had technology coming. Of course, Niagara, Tritium Niagara 4 was really and truly the highlight of that meeting. And they got to meet some of the best systems integrators in the world are there, if not the best, you know, just some of them. Because and the excitement generated there, you know, James Johnson and the Tritium folks put on a lot of very important, you know, sessions to give people, you know, kind of let them know where things are at, where the changes were coming. Of course, we all know about going from AX to Niagara 4. It's a different conversation, but it was just a great time. What do you think about that Niagara Summit, New Orleans? Was that a great place?
I'll tell you what, it was an awesome place. I'll never forget the parade that Jenny Graves created on opening day. And if you look at the video, that's actually opening day ceremony. We actually did a control talk now there. And it's kind of a who's who of the industry. A lot of the great people stopped by and hung out. It was a lot of fun. But you could really get a flavor for just how spectacular that event was. And how what a great job Jenny Graves and the rest of the team at Tritium did. So it was a lot of fun, and it just again, one of the great things about this industry, this control trend, is we get to go cover these events. We get sort of behind the scenes type stuff, which we get to share with our community. So congratulations. Jenny Graves is up for the Control Trends Woman of the Year. Tritium's up for a bunch of awards, as they should be. And Merry Christmas, Ed Merwin. Ed's another big Control Trend supporter, and Ed is a former winner of the PID Award. So great folks there. And as you can see from the video, Kenny and I don't like for having a good time when we do these shows. So,
it was a lot of work. That was about 90 degrees. Look, this is the parade. If you can see it on my left.
Yeah, we can. We can definitely see it. Yeah.
It was just an amazing thing. So every time you do something big in New Orleans, the police will come and give you a parade of your own individual parade. You get to walk down one of the more important streets in New Orleans. And the Metrodome was incredible, or the Superdome. It was just an amazing place. The first time I was at New Orleans. So, yeah, well, I'll tell you, please, if you get a chance, there's a lot of important conversations going on in these. Like you said, there's a lot of fun, but there's also a lot of, you know, we're seeing the folks from, there's Michael.
Mike Salvador Dolly Welch.
Mike Welch from, you beat me to it, but he's a great guy. He's wearing his beads there, and he was just so excited to be there and talk about his
the Dolly Lighting. We got to get him on the show. Mike, if you're listening, reach out to us, man. We miss you. Hopefully you'll be in Las Vegas, but reach out to us. All right, Kenny, that was a great show, but man, we got a ton of great stuff we covered this year. What was something else we covered?
Well, CGNA. This is an interview with Larry Weber. Every company has, you know, the sustained success and you know, doing what we're talking about, modernizing and retreading and reworking the products from A to Z and you know, just tremendous responsibility. You know, I think, you know, we all talk about working hard and, you know, putting in a hard day's work and, you know, what do we get done? Well, if you're, if you're an executive at Honeywell, you're not getting any reprieve. You're under the probably the most challenged positions in the industry, because, you know, you've got incredible competition, you've got a massive, market to deal with, and they range from thermostats to, the most, the VFDs, they got it all. And Honeywell's the A to Z portfolio. And if you're responsible for keeping that tuned and as highly competitive as possible and engaging so many people, understanding so many problems and dealing with them, you just got to have a real, stable base. And this gentleman does. Larry Weber does a great job. And just listening to him, you can see how he just, he really knows what he's doing. He's got it all under control. It's, again, the CG&A, we were very sorry to see Honeywell leave CG&A, but the meeting itself was another assembly of the top distributors in the country with the people, the vendor members of CG&A, and what they had to say about our industry at that given time. Right. And you also did the video too. That famous exploding boiler video.
Oh well, that was a different one, but yeah, we did. But listen, real quick, just want to chime in on Larry Weber. Super great guy, very very intelligent. Larry reminds me a little bit of my one of my teachers, Marshall Thurber. Marshall's motto was "In God We Trust, and all else get data." And I tell you, Larry does. He's just a hardworking guy, really gets the facts and the figures down, really understands what's going on. One of the great minds in our industry. Honeywell has a lot of those guys. So a special thanks again to Honeywell for their support of the Control Trends Awards. All right, Kenny, let's hit the next one, big dog.
Well, I'm glad you said that Honeywell has a lot of great guys, because the next guy is also a Honeyweller, and his name is Roger Rebenak. And this was a
Roger Rebenak experience. You were there.
I'll tell you what, man, you want to talk about, the opportunity to meet, with the, having the event where you have business first, the primary reason for everything is always, basically get caught up, find out, made in order to be able to manage and say where you're going to go. You need to know where you came from. You need to know, you need to measure the success that you had or measure the shortfalls or whatever. So you get that out of the way. You'd go to Indianapolis and see the Indy 500, the 100th race. And that's Larry Andrew Eunice, who no longer is with Honeywell. It's kind of an interesting commentary there. But Rob Allen and I were there. And Rob does a great job because Rob's in the business too. And Honeywell is of course, the if you're in the controls business and building automation business, then you've got to be working with Honeywell in some way or another, some capacity. So Roger Rebenak, this is his hometown. So look at the Indianapolis 500. It's just an incredible event. Lady Gaga got the warm-up round, the lap for the Formula One car. And I'm trying to think of Michael Bonner is doing the video right here. And this is just incredible. If you've never been to an Indy race, you got to get there before it's all over. But now we...
Kenny, hang on real quick. I've got to say something about that. It's not just going to an Indy race. There's only one way to go to an Indy race, and that's with Roger Rebenak. And I think Roger Rebenak, David Letterman, I think, and John Cougar Mellencamp, I think Indiana's great, sons exports. And Roger grew up at Indy. He knows everybody there. I mean, where else can you go get a police escort through all the traffic, go into the pits, get to see the event? And for what? What does this cost you? Well, you just reach out to your local Honeywell distributor and say, I want to go to the Roger Rebenak experience. And they'll give you some, a sales thing to work towards, right? And that's how it gets paid for. But you get to work with great products. You get to go to the Roger Rebenak experience. Like you say, Kenny, you were at the 100th running. And goodness.
There was 80 Honeywell customers from all parts of North America. So there was the folks from Canada, too. Had a great time with them. And then we had 350,000 racing fans for the spectacular 100th anniversary run of the Indy 500. We got to go through the museum, got to see those old cars. What an incredible thing. So the Indy 500 Museum, celebrities, we saw a bunch of celebrities. They were dime a dozen. There was just, it was probably like, we saw some of the movie stars. We saw, I can't think of their names offhand, but everywhere you looked, there was somebody had a little entourage, and they were making their way around the event. But then they had two concerts. So we got to see Journey and the other country western star that's on The Voice. Gosh, what's his name?
Blake Shelton.
Man, I'll tell you what, you're on it today, baby. Blake Shelton, and he, it was a great show. I just, so again, that was just another one of those.
It was a highlight. It was a 2016 highlight. It's a highlight every year. And like I said, if you hadn't met Roger yet and you're getting that 2017 to-do list out, what do you call it when you do the resolutions? If you haven't met Roger, put that down. Meet Roger Rebinac. Go to Roger Rebinac Experience because you don't want to miss that. All right, big dog. What other exciting thing happened in 2017?
Well, we have a really good video here. The 2016 Control Trends Most Impactful Video of the Year, EZIO Europe, The Rules Have Changed. And this is another one of these very well done. The message here is that, the rules changed. You know, we're talking about different things, you know, about moving to cheese and sweet spots and all this other stuff. Well, basically what's happening with technology with companies like EZIO is they're taking all this IoT, this incredible technology, and this the smaller footprints, the form factors being reduced, and you can put so much into a controller that the FG32 Plus is a global controller that's really, really getting a share of business limelight. Congratulations to Mike Marston, SK Fu, Lim Hun Chat, who's the
Gordon
CEO?
Gordon Chan.
Gordon Chan, who won the CEO of the year in Chicago.
So who do you think's, I don't know whether you heard this or not, this is breaking news, but Mike Marston and Lim are writing a new book called Who Moved My Control System? In reference, we talk about who moved our cheese when people move your cheese and everything changes. These guys are all over it, Kenny. That Lim is just like an inventor. He was, him and Mike were both on a new series that emerged in 2016, a podcast only called Control Trends People. We did episodes on both of them as well as some other really greats in the industry. But these guys are changing everything. You got to stay on top. They'll be at the 2016 Control Trends Awards. And Mike has always been our first sponsor. As soon as the show ends, he and Eugene Mazza walk up and say, we're in for next year. So love those guys.
Right. So the rules have changed. Basically, is that you can do so much. You got a controller that has embedded tools, has the CPT tool, it has graphics and analytics, and they keep adding to it. It has two processors. It has an SD card. So you just incredible, archiving. And the thing about this is Europe. This isn't the United States. United States. United States is coming on because again, it's a small market. Episode. It's not trying to go into the big vertical integration. It can play a role there. It can be a controller in there. It can get on your network and play real nice with your network anywhere, anytime. And then, for your little church, your little school or whatever, when you need an out of the box solution, EZIO has something for you. And the video here, I think, does a great job because of the, it explains how the rules have changed. And so when you're looking for ideas, if you make sales calls and you need to really kind of like rehearse and just, go over your mind again, why you're there and what the compelling 30-second or 60-second elevator presentation is, these kind of videos really and truly perk up your mind and prepare you. So I think it's just a great video. I think Johan Schakelrod did that one. That came out of Europe. Yeah. So his Johan Schakelrod.
Yeah. We've had the chance to meet Johan, and I tell you, Kenny, we're gonna get these all in. We're gonna have to sort of step it up a little bit, but because there's so much exciting stuff that so much all to right. say. But hey, you just got to go to the website and form your own opinions, right, Kenny?
Well, okay, we're going to move a little faster here. I'll curtail it. I just had another sip of coffee, so I'm just just getting into my prime here now. So it's a shame the show's over.
Real calm. Do you know the way to San Jose? Ken Sinclair and Therese Sullivan do.
This was an amazing event too. It was in Silicon Valley, of course, the cradle, the crux of innovation. We met Josh Bradshaw and 100 really incredible people. But congratulations to Jim Young, Howard Berger, Lisa Woods, the RealCon I've Become team will be out there again. It's going to be held in San Diego this year, and it's going to be a great show. And it's going to again, this is another innovator leader. These guys capture they expose these trends coming before they're actually hitting the ground, because they're working with the top dogs and the major corporations that have the greatest impact and influence in the real estate business around the world. So, and they're looking for master systems integrators all the time. Right. So
it's a great place to go get a lead. It's a great place to get educated. And I tell you what, Kenny, the next post we had up there kind of goes along with it, because one of the great things about these conferences is you can see we did a day one, day two, day three recap with Ken Sinclair and Therese Sullivan, and we had Josh Bradshaw, some other people on. So we got some different perspectives. But one of the highlights to me, Kenny, is then we broke it down. The last day we were there, we had Tom Shurtleff, Jeff Haupt, Mark Petock, several others on to do a Control Talk Now show, sort of breaking down what everybody saw and their perspectives of the IBCon RealCon show. So that was a great video, and we've got some great input there.
Right. And the automated integration, automation integrated was there. The gentleman there,
Jeff Haupt.
Jeff Haupt, when he's just a bright guy too, because he told us all about where we had the conversation about the integrity economy. This is a great video highlight, not only just because we're having a good time there, but and I remember that outside there, it was a beautiful day. And in the East Coast, it wasn't so beautiful. In the West Coast, it was gorgeous, and we had a great time. But the people and again the sharing of information that happens at these things, it's like a microcosm of the world that we live in, and it's like going through an index and getting to see just what you need to know about something, get smart from it, and move on. So next post we had, Eric, was another it was another great assemblies of minds. It was a corporate extravaganza. It had everything that you need to make time to go to an event. So you had Johnson Controls, the JBC, so the business conference, Johnson Business Conference, JBC, and it was in the country and western part of the world. It was down there in Tennessee, right?
Yeah, Nashville, Tennessee, my man.
I'm trying to think of the name of the place, but it was
Grand Ole Opry place.
Grand Ole Opry, yeah. I mean, it was amazing. You talk about environments. That place was just an incredible, ambience. You walk in, it just was like being inside of a lunar, bubble. It had an incredibly enclosed environment that had like a tropical, presentation. There were palm trees everywhere. There were it was like an event where you would go into like a Disney World. They had incredible shops and restaurants. I think it was one of the largest indoor complexes I was ever at.
I think it might be one of the largest ones in the world. And I tell you what, Kenny, we did something very special there, and we covered the Johnson Controls Business Conference, which was absolutely fantastic. So you've got numerous posts on that, but also it was pretty important because we cut our 200th episode of Control Talk Now, the Smart Buildings video cast and podcast, at this event. So momentous occasion.
It sure was. And Chris Eichmann and Jenny Stenz, Rick Van Buren, Russ Carfagna, John Dunn, these guys all gave us congratulations and kudos and really made us feel, like we were really hitting the nail on the head. John Donahue was there, Dave Gottfried, Jeff Hurwitz, Joe Chandler, Jim Heyman, Pete Walsh, Paul Burke, just all the Johnson, champions that do such a great job with the ABCS and with the, the FX line. But Johnson, that's where I think I almost fell off my chair, because every time we went to one of these little breakouts, they were introducing a product that had just huge implications on what it was going to do in the market. This Verisys thing is going to be, again, we're talking EZIO, the light commercial markets, the small buildings. Johnson Controls has a solution now that Verisys is going to be, it's not going to go away. It's going to just keep growing because it has everything you need without the licensing, the renewals. It's just there. It goes into a small market application, works. It's got the big Johnson support. And then if you do at some point want to integrate that into your big system, to your enterprise level system, it of course is all ready to go. You just need some tools from Johnson. That's where you're gonna have to get a Johnson integrator involved, or work through a Johnson distributor. But again, it's just somebody did their homework. It's a great release, great product. Well done, Johnson.
Right. Well done. The race to the small space continues. And one of the things is 2016 presented itself. One of the highlights is the different people that are entering that race. We knew that Honeywell, Johnson Controls, KMC with their Commander had all been playing in that space and setting up for it. Now we got Optergy, and Johnson is coming to the race with a big time candidate as well. So, all right, Kenny Smyers, what do we have up next?
Well, we've got our last post, and it's a very good one, because as we talked about, the incredible work being done at the manufacturer level to make sure they're sustaining it. And if you're in the business, I watched this KMC video twice because I had to take notes, because there was just so much information from those interviews you did about the Commander. The Commander is also...
Well, hang on real quick, just to put it in context, and then I want you to continue on. We Control Trends covered the KMC Genius Conference. So we went from Johnson Controls, their business conference, to the KMC conference. And then Kenny went over and covered the Siemens conference. So again, this is just Control Trends sort of being right in the middle of it all. And what Kenny's going to tell you about is some of the highlights from the Johnson, from the KMC Genius Conference.
Indeed, Eric. If you just looked at what we just talked about, we were at the Honeywell, we were at the Vicon Tritium, we were at the Johnson, we were at the EZIO, we were at the KMC, you were there, and then there was Linkspring, and then there's also Siemens. So, but I love the fact that the industry is moving. I love the fact that we've got a place. If you want to work hard and learn, there's no end to the success you could have in the HVAC industry. But this was a different perspective, because I think, again, what Johnson did once upon a time for me, as they woke us up, is that they just don't want you to be successful with them. They want you to be successful as a business partner so that you can continue on to be a good Johnson customer. Well, KMC has kind of the same mentality at this genius meeting, because they had great speakers, gave you some great ideas, and we'll talk about more of those real quick here. But the commander is to stretch your capabilities. In other words, there was sales training being done, there was motivation, and there was reasons why, they had Dell and Intel and they're working, because all this IoT stuff's together. So where is it all going to go? Where does all this information and all this IoT and this consolidation of technology, what does it mean to distributors and contractors? Well, they had a guy there that really and truly brought it all out, as controls as a service. And as your interview really brought it out. So I highly recommend you watch this video and get the business elements here. There's a lot of golden nuggets in here about what to look for in the future. But basically, people have money that they can budget $5,000 a month, and they can do it for a long time, years in, years out, but they don't have $200,000 in their hand to do it right now. They can't get the budget to go ahead and get the newest controls in there that are going to give them the ability to do the 330-300 metric. But if you can come up with the way, and you have the knowledge and you have the capability and you have the control system to put in, then all of a sudden you can leverage all this technology, get it to them right now, and then over time it becomes a very, very a compelling business model, and it's probably what's going to be another big change in our industry. We're going to see controls as a service. You're going to pay for usage versus ownership. You're going to see companies no longer have or want to pay $100,000, $200,000 to start up to get their building online, but they do have a budget of $5,000 to $10,000 a month, and they'll gladly pay it if you can just make it all happen.
No, agreed, Kenny. And it's interesting that Richard Newberry from KMC, their chairman, is got to be one of the sharpest guys in the industry. And he's the guy who sort of got this whole commander thing going, track the guys down at Dell and Intel. You get a flavor, a little bit of a flavor for Richard, not that much, because he's kind of a quiet, unassuming guy, but boy, what a domino. I mean, dominant force in our industry. And Richard was telling me that the price point on the commander is such that some of their service-oriented contractors, and this is a different way controls as a service, they'll say, hey, sign a 5-year service agreement with us and we'll put this system in for you for free so we can monitor and do a better job of servicing your account while at the same time providing you with an optimal control system. So that's another way that controls as a service could be incorporated. And with some of the products that are coming in, especially with the small space, Kenny, that is just so, so, so doable.
Well, I think the thing too, again, they talked about with Richard Newberry was that has, first of all, we want to say, I should have gone first to say the woman here in the video is Tracy Knabel. She's in charge of customer support, customer relations.
Awesome, and this person.
She's just really sharp. And what I really liked about it was that she said that it's so important that they never get tired of being customers, are the most important element of their business model. They want to make sure that they have, customers.
They have that likability factor like Walter Bond was talking about, right?
Well, she was just saying how that they're old school, that they not just surveys and whatever, they want to know how they can make business with KMC easier, and so it's not just IT, it's not just software, hardware, it's a relationship. And if people feel good working with the people they work with, they do it better, they do it more often, and they do it as a happier person, they're more productive. So she kind of runs that concept, and she explained it very well in the video. Again, there's just it is a powerful video, and I think that's just some of the fruits of being out there and getting in front of people and asking them questions, because these people really and truly deliver the message. They talked about what IoT is going to do. You had one guy there that I got his phone number. I wrote it down because I was amazed by his Luis Alvarez.
Yes.
You know, when he's talking about IT and OT margining, we talked about that. You know, we have Fred Gordy coming back in next week, I think, on a post. But OT is operational technology. That's the stuff that turns off and on. That's elevators going up and down. That's boilers turning off and on. Sequencing. It's chillers ramping up, ramping down. Versus IT, which is data. It's your information regarding your balances, your social security numbers. It's dry technology versus the wet technology. And he's saying how these are coming together. And what was really incredible was that he was talking about the IoT guys, the big guys, like Dell and IT, Intel. You know, we're asking ourselves, why are they in our business now? Why did they look over our shoulder and say, we could do that and we could do it better probably. If you're not careful, we're going to take all your business from you. And the guy from Intel predicted that. But they had no choice. They too are being driven. IT has no longer an automatic, win. You know, they don't show up and IT is going to prevail. They had to learn how to integrate OT, because he was saying how the incredible thing is that we possess our buildings and the information that's garnished or generated from the building automation systems are now becoming the most important data in an enterprise organization, not just because it's saving energy. And of course it's, you know, your 330, 300 metric, and the 300 being the most important, being comfortability, likability of your system, you know, feeling comfortable in your environment, you're more productive, you heal quicker in hospitals, you learn better in school. So he's saying that we now have the information that the CTO has to have to be successful. The marketing people have to know where people go into a building, where they spend the most time. So this, and we're being like stubborn, not being able to get that information to the right people to make this enterprise more successful. And that is where the DigiLogic acquisition with Distech.
Yeah.
By Acuity, is they really and truly get that. They now know, they're using that lighting system now to expose, to tell everybody that data that's of essence, critical essence, tying into all the different other departments, the marketing people, the finance people, the service department people, you know, the facility management people, all now are getting information from the same source, and it's all updated, it's all accurate, and it's and these guys were explaining how to do that. So we're seeing the days, you summed it up pretty well, where you find the balance between what they can afford to pay and what you can afford to charge. The CapEx budget versus the operational budget. We're going to move to a lease versus sold, and we're going to pay for usage versus ownership. And it's like leasing cars. We're going to have to continue to evolve as an industry to get the lowest cost installed, service-oriented solution to a customer without going through this multi-phased, multi-yeared venture, because that's too time consuming and it doesn't work. And people don't have the big bucks. They can't allocate $250 or $1 million every time. Now, of course, that will come up, and we'll have schools doing bonds and whatever. But to get into the 80% of the market where we're at that's underserviced, right now, we're going to have to come up with these concepts. We're going to have to, you and I are going to have to brainstorm along with our customers to find out ways to peel this onion and section it so that we can sequence it together, have it installed, and give an opportunity to do that concept of lease versus buy. So that's a lot of work in 2017, don't you think?
Well, I think so, Kenny. And I think 2017 is going to be very, very exciting. And again, a special shout out to KMC. They just do a great job. Good, hardworking folks and good products, good people. So good stuff there. And Kenny, you stopped by the Siemens and you covered the Siemens conference. Actually, you and I both spoke there. So speak real quickly about the Siemens conference, and then we're going to have to hop off, man, because I hadn't had breakfast yet.
It was incredible. It was another one of those deals in Chicago where you had the meetings of the minds. You had a lot of really smart people coming together. They combined the sales. They called it their, let's see here. So
their real genius conference.
It's called the Siemens National CPS Business Sales Meeting, also in Chicago. And again, this was it was a surprise to me because I didn't know Siemens had such a hip organization. You know, they've got some great leadership. The CEO, he's got a tricky name here, and I'm going to find it. So he's also
Karmazmak.
You are gutsy. But anyhow, Josh Felprin was our primary point of contact. I was working with Seth Wald, who's our guy. He's our regional sales
leader. Scott Hamilton's another great one there, right?
Well, Scott Hamilton, you're going up into the, you know, the C-suite level. And of course, they've got Scott Hamilton. Oh, you're getting close, man. I'm looking for it as fast as I can here.
To our audience, while Kenny's looking, I'm not going to ask him to pronounce the CEO of Optergy this episode.
I could do that.
Stevie G.
I practiced that one. Come on.
All right.
Here we go. It's Controls Executive of the Year, Large Manufacturer, John Karsmarzik. John
Karsmarzik. That's what I said, Kenny.
Yeah, you did. I got it down.
Okay. So, but it was, you know, that was a great conference. You know, Siemens is really on the move, I think, too, Kenny, in terms of coming through the two-step distribution space. I know you guys handle their Talon product line and are doing very well with it, and others are too. So I think Siemens is a great combination of the steadiness of a traditional company that's big, been around, going to be around, that's infusing themselves with young, dynamic executives that are looking at how to do things differently, right?
Well, yeah. We had a couple of posts there. Siemens has a video of the year also, and they bring energy to the world. You know, the global scope is enormous. You're talking, I think, $80 billion. They have 50,000 jobs in the United States, though. They have big presence here. And what they have is a departure from their monolithic approach. Excuse me, where it was a branch concept and only a branch concept. So now the branches are doing very well, but they do so much more. They do the critical environments. You know, they do the fume hoods. They do the they take care of the life safety and security and flame safeguard. But now they have a lot of technology and controls that are there. And again, everybody sees this underserviced, undersold 80% of the market being these lighter commercial type buildings, not the big vertical buildings, you know, there's 30 floors or more, but basically like your horizontal, your school districts, your shopping malls, your churches, your just all these buildings that have, you know, they're tremendously, they consume a lot of energy, and they're being controlled by thermostats and very, you know, very low level architecture type controls. And there's no reason for it. So the what they're trying to do is energize and empower contractors through distribution to get to those markets, because they've got the stuff. They've got the solutions laying here in a box. They just can't get that solution into the building. So they're looking for the people. They're looking for how they're going to do that. And I think they're in experimental mode. They got some very young, potent leadership. You also did an interview, because we were talking about the Control Trends Women's of the Year offline there, but Ruth Hershey from Siemens, what did you think about that?
Well, Ruth Hershey was great. She's one of the dynamic salespeople at Siemens, been with Siemens, I think, her whole career, Kenny. Loves the company, but, you know, is you can look at how important salespeople are when you see Ruth. When they're really good, they make a huge, huge, huge difference. And so, yeah, we got the Control Trends Woman of the Year. Kenny, we're going to have to start to wrap this puppy down. So I'm gonna unwind it a little bit. We're doing great with this. 2016 was a fantastic year. Like I said, I think 2017, the event that starts it off is Control Trends Awards and AHR. So we'll hope to see all you folks there. I think, Kenny, I can go with, goes without saying, really, really appreciate all our listeners and viewers. And getting to go to all these conferences has been really, really great. So with that, Kenny Smyers, unless you have anything final to say, we're going to go into countdown mode here. 10, 9, 8.
I'm good. I think we got everything.
Cool. Here we go then. All right. Well, there you go. That's episode 210 of Control Talk. Now your smart builders video cast and podcast. My name is Eric Stromquist, and you've been listening to the man, the myth, the legend, the one, the only, Kenny Smyers, back for another year in 2017. So with that, be bold, stay in control.
Indeed, Eric.
Indeed, Kenny Smyers. And that's a wrap. All right, man. Yeah,